I thought you might surprise me with music to open the show that wasn't from 2007.
Welcome
but
back,
no limits.
Joe.
You wouldn't do it. It's the same old music. I forgot how to do a radio show.
Oh, boy.
Some would say I never knew in the first place. I quit. Someday when I do quit, should I do it live during a show? Would that be a good segment?
I think you should storm out like in the middle of the show. And you know, so you know what? It's 12 o'clock.
With Malzi,
I have decided I'm done.
With Malzi, I almost did several times.
Wow.
See, I forgot how to talk coming back too. With Seibel, I think I actually did that and then came back, as I recall.
I was at a graduation party this weekend for Nate Wessling, second all-time leading scorer in Baldwin basketball history, and Vinny Ricchici came up.
Oh, I thought you said he came in.
No, he was not there. But somebody was talking to me about some of the early guys on the Fan. Who was that? Who was that big guy that was with Ron? And I was like, Vinny Ricchici? I never met him, but is that him?
Legendary figure.
Yes.
Who did we just see? Oh, Cabali.
Yes.
Was just telling me that Ron never returns his texts. And Ron asked him, I guess they must have talked a few months back, does my name ever come up on the air? Little does he know. Little does he know his name comes up often, and so do sound bites like that. But how about Cabali saying that Ron never returns his text? Do you think Ron is rude for that limit?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Bob's not here, okay? I'm trying to avoid that subject. I know people are disappointed when Bob's not here. We're disappointed when Bob's not here, but aren't we used to it by now?
I'm upset. He's going to miss the whole week. We might as well just put it out there now. No Bob all week. He's away.
I believe he's in Scotland.
He is.
Enjoying himself, playing a little golf here and there. Wait, isn't the Open this week?
Maybe at a very prestigious course Bob will be golfing at.
But isn't the tournament this? When's the British Open or the so-called Open, whatever the hell they call it now? When is it, Limits? I forget. Who cares? Nobody cares. Bob is in Scotland, and
you're right, this week.
Yeah, so maybe he's there to watch it, I would imagine.
Maybe.
They'll probably give him a round if he wants one, right?
Possibly.
Let's start with this. I need to apologize to you and your entire lineage coming back here, Limits. When I left, the Pirates were on a six-game winning streak, and you and I got in a fight about Don Kelly.
Yes.
And I said, I promise you that he will be back as manager.
You did.
That was before they lost every single game, except for one, when I was away. And now Don Kelly is 27-32, if my math is correct here, which is a 74-win pace. He's discovered what our old friend Shelty, and could you play Shelty with Noah Hyles, that little back and forth, if you don't mind, because I enjoyed it so much. He's discovering what Shelty knew, which is that Ben Cherington's roster is a raging tire fire.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11-0. It's 11-0. Bednar, Holderman, both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11-0. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that.
Okay.
Seriously. Oh, I mean, it's 11-0.
We know. Or 12-3 or 9-3. Don Kelly forgot about the 9-3 loss a few games back when he said the only real blowout here during our little losing blip, which lasted over a week, was the 12-3 game. And then Limits, he said, oh, you know, it's easy to forget. We go into the break at 7-8. He made it sound like that's a good thing.
I don't get it. Yeah, I really don't.
Is that
don't.
Like when McClendon popped champagne because they avoided 100 losses? What are we doing here?
I think Don Kelly should go out and steal second base after what McClendon took first.
They should get the T-shirts. We finished 7-8 down the stretch here. That's not where I start
Better
today.
Better than Shelty.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kelly's on pace to win 74 over a full season. Shelty, our good friend Shelty, was on pace to win 51. As memory serves. I didn't come here to talk about that. Actually, I did, but not off the top of the show. I came here to talk about Pirates at the All-Star Game. O'Neill Cruz in the Home Run Derby tonight. Paul Skeen starting tomorrow night. And how it's cool that that's happening on both fronts, but it's also an unbelievable bummer. We've talked since before the season of the paradox, is that the right word, of Paul Skeens, the good and the bad. With this franchise, it's like every positive has a negative. Every expansion has a contraction. Everything good, everything that's supposed to be good, has an undercurrent of despair and perhaps rage. We can't enjoy the good things. We just can't. We can't enjoy them. Having Paul Skeens is not even enjoyable because it has shined a light on the Pirates and all they've done to not support him. Shining most brightly on Ben Cherington, but really, I guess, most rightly on Bob Nutting, who gave Ben Cherington, you know, 50 cents to build a roster and also hired him. So if your problem is Ben Cherington, and I do have a problem with him, and a big problem with him, then your problem is really with the boss. Point being that it's really hard to enjoy anything good if you're a Pirate fan. I would imagine that's the case. I've heard from many who say it is the case. Paul Skeens is starting a second consecutive All-Star game. That's unbelievably cool. And it's also a bummer because every time you see the guy, you're reminded of something. What is that something? That the Pirates stink and that they made absolutely no effort to build around him during this offseason. And you know, when you watch this game tonight, you're going to be reminded of that 36 times. They're going to have every graphic under the sun to show you the lack of support for Paul Skeens. I don't even have the numbers in front of me. He has an ERA below 2, for God's sakes. In the last month and a half, he's barely allowed a run and has a losing record. There's all sorts of history around that. They'll sort it out. They'll have Fangraphs numbers and ESPN stats and info and everything else going on tonight. So while you're sitting there, while I'm sitting there trying to enjoy Paul Skeens going against the American League, they will constantly and rightfully remind everybody of what a pee-poor job the Pirates have done to build around a historically great young pitcher. Every positive has a negative. But I guess we'll deal with that tomorrow, oh limitless wonder. Tonight's positive, negative, expansion, contraction, good, rageful, despairing thing that's going to happen is O'Neill Cruz in the home run derby. And what will we be reminded of then? Here's what I'll be reminded of, that O'Neill Cruz will step to the plate and people will gawk, you know, in awe at some of the balls he hits out of that ballpark in Atlanta. But all we'll be able to think of is he still hasn't gotten it as a baseball player. He's still not there. He's still not a star. Will he ever be? Are they going to sink money into him? Should they sink money into him? Should he even be there? I mean, the home run derby, to me, should be reserved for Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, and I'd rather see Ellie De La Cruz, I think, and Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso. Having said that, I think I would probably argue that because of the sheer magnitude of his talent, his freakish talent, that I would want to see Cruz in this derby. You know, I go back and forth on that. But I think I come down on, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch him. It's going to be fun to watch him, and I'll also be reminded of how far he still has to go, and is he ever going to get there? My God, I hope they don't throw breaking balls at this thing. He'll strike out every time he's up. All I'll have is 38 swings and misses if they throw breaking balls.
What Joe missed last week, everyone making that joke.
Did they?
Yeah, a lot of people did, starting with intern Dom.
Thanks, Limits, for pointing out right off the top of the show that I'm making a joke that everybody else made. They didn't make this joke. Is Colin Holderman available as his pitcher? You like that one, Horse?
I actually made that one this weekend talking to somebody.
There's no talking to somebody off the
at
air?
At the same grad party.
Okay,
yeah.
So both my jokes are old and stale. Limits. Anything else you want to rip me for
not
off the
all.
Top of the
I
show
know
here?
I want to know how your trip went.
The trip sucked. Let's talk about this. O'Neill Cruz, watching him tonight, watching Skeens tomorrow night, what will be your thoughts as a Pirate fan? 412-928-9370. Maybe you're able to set everything aside and just enjoy it. And it will be fun. And I actually think Cruz has a really good chance to win, I might add, for the reasons that were outlined in a story on ESPN, where they took a bunch of their writers, Jeff Passan, one of my personal favorites included, and just previewed, you know, who's going to win, what's it going to be like, who's going to surprise people. Alden Gonzalez from ESPN predicts Cruz to win, says he might be wildly inconsistent at this point, but he's perfect for the Derby. Young enough to possess the stamina required for a taxing event that could become exhausting in the Atlanta heat, left-handed in a ballpark where the ball carries better to right field, and most importantly, capable of hitting balls at incomprehensible velocities, like the one that hit Harry Callis in the balls. They talked about that today.
Yes.
Did you know that? Limits.
I did. Yes, I did know about that.
So what are we going to be thinking watching this stuff? You know, I want to hear from you because the first half just ended, the unofficial first half, in epically disastrous form. The Pirates are a joke again, sadly. I mean, they kind of have been all season, but when they won six in a row, you had Bob Nightingale, no relation to Florence, talking about Don Kelly being the manager of the year in the National League. And now it's all falling apart again, and yet the Pirates in some ways are going to take center stage. Do you even want them to? Do you even want them to? Because of all the negative that's going to come with it. Because of the spotlight, it will shine on this embarrassment for you that is the Pirates. It's like your uncle, you know, who's a little bit off, that nobody wants coming downstairs for dinner at the family reunion.
Fun uncle.
Look up there, Limits. Here he is, Uncle Fedor, coming down the steps.
Cousin Eddie,
exactly. Coming down the steps for dinner when he wasn't invited. That's part of what it feels like. And yet, it's cool. I will say that. It's great that these guys are there. 412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We got a lot happening on the show today. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Limits, your quick thought on Cruz and Skeens and the all-star spotlight that shall shine upon them and unfortunately also upon the Pirates.
It's the double-edged sword, Joe, especially with starting with Cruz, because I'm rooting for him to win the Derby. I think he's perfect for the Derby. It would be different if he made it to the All-Star game in a similar case with Jacob Mizorowski and if he's deserving for that. Like, the Derby is an entertainment show. Like, the All-Star game is also entertainment, but those are the guys that fully deserve to be there.
You don't think Mizorowski does?
No, I don't.
Neither do the Phillies. I absolutely do. It's the same argument kind of for Skeens last year. How long had he been pitching? A month and a half?
Yeah, Skeens had pitched double the amount of starts that Mizorowski had. But he's only had five starts. Skeens had 11.
So what? He's a show. And Skeens had 11 starts. That's not a lot.
No.
There haven't been many guys to start an All-Star game with fewer than 11 starts. I want to see the best players. I want to see the biggest show and the best show possible. Give me Mizorowski. Give me O'Neill Cruz in the home run derby with all the negatives. He's a freak show out there. This is what he should be doing.
He should be traveling around
the country, going to hardest throw competitions and home run derbies. That's what he should be doing.
He's had five starts. The All-Star game is supposed to mean something.
Cruz?
I'm talking about Mizorowski.
Who cares?
Cruz, I agree.
Do we want to see him or no? If somebody had five starts and hit 10 home runs and all of them were 500 feet, would you want to see him in the All-Star game? I would.
You're talking Cruz?
This kid's a freak. No, I'm talking anybody who in a short amount of time proves to be an unbelievably entertaining ball player. Who cares about the All-Star game? They don't. I can tell you that. You think guys are going to go all out 100% in this All-Star game? No. So what's the difference?
Yeah, I still think Christopher Sanchez should make it. But going back to
nobody even knows who Christopher Sanchez is. People want to tune into this game, casual fans. They want to see a freakishly talented player like Mizorowski.
So back to Cruz, I do want him to win the Derby. I hope he does win the Derby. I'm not rooting against him like, oddly, some other people are.
Is Andrew Filippone rooting against him? I only heard that through the rumor mill. Is it true or not?
He wants Cruz to lose the Derby. I could not fully...
What's the rationale? I want to hear the rationale. I'm interested in that take.
We'll go back and play the clip coming up because I did not fully understand what he meant by it.
Okay.
But I do think that just from a pure entertainment value and a pure talent perspective, O'Neal Cruz is built for the Derby. And I expect him probably to win it in a field that is okay. I mean, Cal Raleigh might be the only other lefty that has a good chance against him.
James Wood?
Yeah, Wood another. It's probably those three. Like, I don't think Acuna is going to win it. I don't think Brent Rooker is going to win
it. Is Acuna in it?
I think so, right?
Buxton. Not on the list I have.
Buxton's in it.
Raleigh, Wood, Caminero, Buxton, Rooker, Olson, Chisholm, and Cruz.
Olson's in it. Okay, not Acuna.
What have you done here, Limits? You're taking shots at me off the top and giving us the wrong home run derby field.
What shots am I taking at you?
Go ahead. Finish your opinion.
My opinion of the Cruz part of the derby is it's just like batting practice. He's made for it. I am very excited to see what happens. But then again, let's say he wins the derby. Then the conversation from national people will probably shift to, I'm sure somebody would love to try to buy O'Neal Cruz right now after he won the derby.
That's
look at that
I mean.
Power.
That's what I mean, and that's a great point.
Double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword. Very good point, Limits.
Thank you.
412-928-9370. I heard somebody call Jeff Hathorn, I think, yesterday. He was doing a show. And tell Jeff I'm going to watch one inning of the All-Star game, and then that'll be it. I'm tuning out. Jeff said the same thing.
Just the Skeens inning.
Yeah, just the Skeens. Are you going to watch the whole game?
I'll watch the whole game, yeah. But that's just because I'm a baseball nerd.
You just want to see the big dumper come to the plate.
I do.
How about them giving up two home runs to him in the same game? That was like a week ago Friday or something.
It was on the 4th of July. He brought his own fireworks to the ballpark.
I heard Greg Brown talk to Don Kelly before that game, and Greg essentially asked him, are you going to pitch around Cal Raleigh in this game? Is it the type of thing where you look at their lineup and say, that guy's not going to beat us? And Kelly didn't give a yes.
No. And Raleigh, the first home run that he hit, because I did pre and post that day.
Well, why are you pitching to him?
He hit the ball. It's the hardest hit ball he's ever hit in his career. Halfway up the upper deck and left. I mean, I've not seen a ball hit that far all year. Or at least that type of trajectory.
I'm very curious to hear your thoughts out there on this. Just the idea that it's impossible to enjoy anything good right now. That's the way it feels if you're a Pirate fan. 412-928-9370 and O'Neal Cruz in the home run derby tonight. I want to hear Pony's take. I am legitimately curious about that, to know why he doesn't want him to win, and if it feeds into sort of this theme that we're talking about today somehow.
Thank you to the texters for pointing out that Ronald Acuna pulled out of the derby yesterday for Olson to go in. I apologize.
Wasn't that nice of him, Limits?
Thank you.
Or is he hurt? I don't know. Matt Olson? I mean, do people tune in to watch him?
Well, they want a home representative.
Oh, I know. I'm just talking about the field at large here. Wouldn't it be something else if it was the big dumper, Pete Alonso, Schwarber, Otani, De La Cruz, Judge, and O'Neal Cruz?
And Ellie De La Cruz.
Boy!
He declined. Ellie De La Cruz said,
well, they
no
all
thanks.
Did. Obviously, they all did. They must have gotten, the first guy you ask is Judge and Otani, right?
How many guys do you think they went through before they ultimately ended up on O'Neal Cruz?
They're lucky they didn't land on Joey Bart in his one home run. I mean, nobody wants to do this anymore.
Maybe Brian Reynolds could have taken part in the grounding out the second base derby. Or Key Brian Hayes, the topping
Brian
the ball
Hayes.
Derby.
Yeah, the topping. Let's see who can top a ball the shortest to where it comes to a stop. Rolling comes to a stop, and whoever gets the shortest, you get 20 swings, and whoever gets the most 10 feet and under topped balls that roll to a stop wins. Key Brian Hayes, he'd be the 10-time defending champ if he had played that long.
You see that in, I think it's Japan, they have a bunting competition during
that would be tremendous.
All-Star game.
Don't include Adam Frazier in that because he couldn't lay down a sacrifice when asked.
Who would be the Pirates representative in the bunting derby?
This is a disaster, Limits. It's an absolute disaster. And I said about a month ago, I think 100% of the people when Derek Shelton got fired. Is anybody calling Limits at 412-928-9370? Good. We'll answer the phones because here they come. I want to know your feelings as a conflicted Pirate fan about them being on center stage And when you have a guy who's starting the All-Star game and one of, what is it, eight or so in the Home Run Derby, your team is on center stage by definition. Anyway, I think if you pulled every Pirate fan up to, let's say, 100,000, should Ben Cherington have been fired along with Derek Shelton, 100% would have said yes, and I would have agreed. However, Bob Nutting kept him around. So my argument then became, especially when they were winning six in a row, some guys looked at various times like they were hitting. I said, I'm going to have an open mind here. I'm going to have an open mind. Let's see about Henry Davis. Let's see about Spencer Horwitz. Let's see about Frazier and all these other people. Not so much him, more the young guys. And now look. Look at this lineup. Look at the everyday embarrassment, including yesterday when they actually won a game, where they get all these great starts and good starts, and they all go to waste because of one of the worst lineups anybody has ever seen. Like, I like IKF as much as the next guy, but somebody has to spare me the talk of IKF as some sort of conquering hero. He has one home run and a 657 OPS. Now, I'll admit, you know, in this lineup, he looks like Kirby Puckett. Spencer Horwitz, two home runs and a 628 OPS. That's your first baseman. I've had an open mind on him. To some degree, I still do. That's a failure right now. Keith Law was right about him. When the day they traded for him, he said the Pirates have been looking for a first baseman, and they still are. Henry Davis at 198. Sadly, because I like Henry Davis, and all these guys seem likable, he looks like one of the biggest draft busts in Pirates history. Number one overall, he's hitting 198. It's nice that his defense got better. I can bring back Jacob Stallings if I want defense. Joey Bart, who looked like a Cherington triumph, has one home run and a 620 OPS. He's turned back into Joey Bart. Jack Sawinski might be the poster child for all of this. I feel like I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
We're still bringing back Jack Sawinski.
He hit a home run, though.
So what?
Good job.
He could hit 25 home runs between now and the end of the season, because this is my whole point.
That would give him 26 again.
Is that we're now in silly season. Post-July, when you're completely out of it, is silly season where nothing is real. Jack Sawinski is back, hitting 113. They've had years to try to replace him, and they can't. Ben Cherington just can't do it. He can't find hitters. Jared Triolo is at 158.
Back to the minors he went.
And I can promise you that the kid they drafted yesterday, Seth Hernandez, is that his name?
Yes.
You gave him a month to ramp up, and I'm not being facetious at all. I promise you that kid could walk into the major leagues and hit better than 158 over however many games Triolo has hit in. And I promise you that Paul Skeens, if you gave him a month to ramp up, would be better maybe than any of the guys I just mentioned this season. Adam Frazier, who falls into the IKF mold, where you have people who have, you know, been watching baseball for decades, tell us what a professional hitter he is. Man, we'd love to have a guy like that in your lineup. You do? He has three home runs and a 654 OPS. What are we talking about here? And then there's the guys that Cherington paid. Bob Nutting paid. Brian Reynolds is one of the biggest busts in all of baseball this season. I can't remember whether it was Passan or no, it was Jason Stark in The Athletic, who wrote about the LVP in each league, and he had Reynolds coming in second or third in the National League as the least valuable player. Just a total bust this season. And then the other guy that this regime has given money to, Key Brian Hayes, I don't even know what to say other than 576 OPS and two home runs. It's so pathetic. And I pride myself on finding the right words. I have no words to describe how pathetic Ben Cherington's lineup is. And I know Horwitz was out for a while, but they're starting first and third baseman, two positions of power for as long as baseball has been baseball, have combined for four home runs. Four home runs. I'm going to cry again. Limits.
Well, don't forget about who the hottest hitter in the land is right now.
Yeah, Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham, 409 in his last seven games, 380 in his last 15 games. He should have made the All-Star game.
He was the worst signing of all. I don't care what he's done in silly season or what he's about to do. I really don't. He was, you know, when the ship sank, he was the one sinking it. Him and the likes of Reynolds and all these guys, all of these guys that I've mentioned. So my open mind on Ben Cherington has been permanently nailed shut, and he needs to be fired yesterday. 412-928-9370. Pirates at the top of the mind here today with O'Neill Cruz and with Paul Skeens taking center stage, and therefore the Pirates themselves taking center stage. Did you see that even the deputy director of the Players Association took a shot at them, Limits? Did you see that?
No.
His name is Bruce Meyer. He appeared on a show called Foul Territory. He's the Major League Baseball Players Association deputy director. Even this guy. Because they're talking about a salary cap and all these things that aren't going to happen. Salary floor, salary cap, all of this. He tells, and I'm going off rumbunter.com right now. Bruce Meyer tells fans of small market teams that, quote, competition is crucial for us, crucial for players. Our market system that we have, it's not perfect by any means, but it relies on competition. He used, which in his mind, and I think in a lot of people's minds, means you at least have to spend a little bit. You at least have to hit $100 million. He used the Pirates as an example. One of the guys running the Players Association said this, and I quote, "To the extent we have teams that are unwilling to compete, it's not because the Dodgers went out and signed some players. That doesn't explain why the Pittsburgh Pirates, for example, don't go out and spend money." That's the type of thing we're going to hear about when Paul Skeens, you know, the pregame leading up and when he takes the mound. That's the is can you believe some of these numbers around Paul Skeens? This guy should have come to the All-Star break, you know, at 11-1 or 10-0. That's what you're going to hear. Limits, let's go to a call or two as we finish the segment.
All right, let's talk to Mike. He is in Greensburg.
Hey, Mike, what's up? You there, Mike? Let's go next.
Mike?
Limits. He's gone.
Here's Gary in Gibsonia.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. Hey, just let's add to the misery. We still have Cherington over the next 2 weeks. They're going to deal away probably the limited amount of talent we have, and the returns will be sparse with Keller and Bednar and Santana, and go down to three or four or five players that are worth
the league
something.
Think about this. And not all his trades have been bad, just most of them. Last year, their best thinking, and they were in contention, serious contention at this point last year for a playoff spot. His best thinking was to go out and get a guy named Brian De La Cruz, who they cut after the season. He was so bad that is he even in the major leagues right now?
No. He's been
not even a major league player.
He's been in the majors for a little bit of this year, but majority of the season has been all in the minors.
But go ahead, Gary.
Well, the problem we have right now is that, like you said, I mean, the owner is going to continue to do what he's doing. In fact, I just talked to one of my friends in Cleveland, and he said the Guardians owner now decides that they're going to do a Pirates type thing where they're just going to get rid of their players and just take the money and just put whatever they can on the field. They're going through the same thing. They're going to get rid of Kwan.
I mean, the Guardians and the Rays and even the Brewers get rid of good players all the time. The difference is that they are extremely competent at the GM level. They replace those players, and they continue to win and continue to contend. None of those teams spend giant money, but the Guardians are brilliant in the manner in which they run their baseball team. You know, maybe this year down a little bit, but mostly they find a way to win. This team doesn't.
Joe, one of the things people don't look at too. I mean, they've continued to go with this scouting, and the scouting takes take a look at what they did with these trades. Like you said, this Spencer Horwitz, I'm baffled. I understand that the pitcher we gave up, it has a gambling issue, but I mean, when you bring in a person who's never hit more than 10 home runs in the minor leagues, and he's your first baseman, I never understood that whole thing. And then he came in with a bad wrist and the whole thing again. The scouts have to have some type of accountability, and they need to get people from, like you said, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, all these other clubs that are the same type of have revenues that we do.
Right.
And they need to gut the whole system, because even every picks they make, even again, that pitcher was awesome that they picked, but who was the second pick? Another pitcher. You mean to tell me there wasn't one good hitter in the second pick for the Pirates?
Well, I'm very curious to see how this guy, and I appreciate the call, the guy the Brewers took, I think, at 20th overall, left-handed power hitter. They say he'll be a first baseman eventually. I mean, that opened my eyes. I can't blame the Pirates for the pick they made last night. This is more about identifying players to bring in and hit. And Keith Law, I mentioned him. When the Pirates traded Ortiz for Horwitz, he said, like I said before, he said for the Guardians, getting Ortiz, who isn't even eligible for arbitration for two more years, plus two high-risk, high-reward left-handed pitching prospects for Spencer Horwitz is just tremendous for Cleveland. Now, the Ortiz part didn't turn out so good, but they still have the other guys. And the Pirates are stuck with this, trying to solve that hugely important position on the cheap with a 27-year-old. Law said, one of the strangest deals I can remember. A 27-year-old first baseman with middling power and fringy bat speed. And here we are again with him. What was our over-under for home runs for the entire infield? Who has started the most games?
I think Hayes, it was 35 and a half.
Hayes, IKF. Is it Gonzalez by now?
It would be Gonzalez, yeah.
Has started the most games at second base, either him or Frazier. I'll combine them if you want.
Yeah, and then at first base, it's Horwitz / Jared Triolo / the Exxon Valdez, Andy Rodriguez for a couple of games.
Okay, so Horwitz has two. Gonzalez has four. That's six. IKF has one.
That's seven.
That's seven.
Keep
and Hayes
has
two. That is so sickening.
We're not even
in double
digits. And I mean, somebody's
got to go out and look at the history of the Pirates, at least since, you know, I don't know, 1920 or something, when they started hitting more homers, 1930. Have they ever had an infield hit fewer homers than this? Has anybody? This is amazing.
I can't even think it's plausible.
412-928-9370, fan text line. You can communicate with Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And our six-pack, brought to you by Bet365. How long do you think that Charrington lasts, Limits? Do you think he's here next year?
No.
Percent chance that he's here?
I think there's still like a 30% chance, 25 to 30%
chance. Does he make it to Connor Griffin?
No. No, I don't.
Man, I hope you're right.
But then again, Jay, like, think about this. If they decide, oh, we're going to bring him back next year, and then they decide to fire him in like May, just like they did with the manager, that would be...
You can't...
That would be 10 times worse than firing the manager midseason.
You just can't bring him back, but they're the Pirates, so who knows what Bob Nutting's thinking and who knows what they'll do. By the way, Limits, the fact that Tommy Pham plays every day just adds to the embarrassment, and I don't care if he hits five home runs every day. I don't care. The fact that he's in the lineup every day is an embarrassment for where they are. And people say, well, you want to make him tradable. For what? Another lottery pick? I see this kid yesterday, by the way, and I don't blame them for picking him. Everybody on the broadcast I was watching on MLB Network said this pick makes a lot of sense. Good. But the part that stood out to me was this: Seth Hernandez said, I want to play with Skeens. He better hurry, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is 19 years old, so he's a little bit older as a high school guy, but he's got to be here in 2 years if you want a chance.
I think we'll know the Pirates have arrived when they're not playing guys in July as a way to trade them for somebody's number 36 prospect, you know?
Ideally enough, yes. That could be key.
Yeah. I'm glad that Tommy Pham has made himself tradable. Is that the idea for bringing somebody in? Is that sort of the goal here? Great. He started playing well because he can, I guess, see now, and that's good. But at some point, you have to trade for a player who's in his prime and already good. Can they ever do that?
So you're saying if he
went... Are you allowed to do that in baseball? Trade for somebody who's in their prime and already good?
If Tommy Pham went 5 for 5, just like Byron Buxton did, hitting for the cycle, but they were all home runs, and you heard Joe Block continuously going, there it goes! Tommy Pham, home run! He would need to be benched the next day.
He never would have started in the first place. It's silly season. You're supposed to have young guys playing right now. The season means nothing. You're not even playing to win because you're manipulating Paul Skeens' innings to start him in the All-Star game. So for whom is it doing anyone any good to have Tommy Pham in your lineup hitting a home run?
Isn't that them throwing in the towel basically without saying it? That, yeah, the All-Star game is more important than Skeens throwing in these games for us in the middle of the season in July.
I don't blame them. You know, this is something for him to play for. It's like Crosby at this point in his career playing international games.
Yeah.
You have to let him and encourage that and do whatever you can to make sure that he's ready to play those.
Like Skeens in the World Baseball Classic next year.
It's like Mario playing in the Olympics all those years ago when he wasn't playing for the Penguins, but he suddenly was available to play in the Olympics. He's allowed to do whatever he wants because they stunk at the time. It didn't matter. My point there was, if the rationale behind playing Pham when he's playing well is, hey, we're still trying to win, are you? Let's go to some phone calls, please, Limits. And also, do we have the pony clip?
We do have the pony clip.
Wait, don't go to the phone calls. I want to hear the pony clip because the theme here from the beginning of the show is, while it's nice and fun and something to, I guess, be enjoyed.
Yeah.
That Paul Skeens is going to start the All-Star game again and O'Neill Cruz is in the home run derby. With every Pirates positive, there's an undercurrent of negativity, and it ain't the media's fault. It's not your fault out there. It's their fault because they haven't built around this guy. And with Cruz, he simply still hasn't arrived, and you wonder if he ever really will to his potential. So this gets us to, but I still want him there. Don't get me wrong. I want him there. I want to watch it. I think, unfortunately, maybe more than real baseball, this is the type of thing he's built for. Winning contests like this, he's going to entertain people, and that's what it's for. I'm not at the point where I don't want him to win. Apparently, Pony is. Am I right about that?
Yeah, Pony does not want O'Neill Cruz to be the winner of the Derby, and this is why.
I don't want O'Neill Cruz to win the Home Run Derby. I don't want him to have this moment. I'm not pulling for him. He's not someone I want to see get the $1 million payday and get the accolades of winning baseball's annual slugfest. The other guys who have been in this event for the Pirates, I legitimately, since I've been in Pittsburgh in 2010, wanted to see them represent the Pirates well on a national stage and hit tater after tater after tater, like tons of home runs. He's got a lower war than Caleb Ferguson. It's not all his fault. I want the Pirates to have more players as talented as Cruz. But when you compare the talent to the production, he's one of the most disappointing players in Major League Baseball. He has the talent to be, I think, one of the best players in the entire sport. He should be the Pirates' best hitter right now. Not a 38-year-old Andrew McCutchen who's hitting 55 batting average points better and has a better on-base percentage, doesn't have a better slugging because O'Neill Cruz hits the ball harder and farther when he makes contact, but the dude's 26 years old now. He's not a baby anymore. He's not a baseball puppy.
So that's interesting. I'll say that much. And I think Pony has a point. I do. That this guy hasn't done enough for the Pirates, so why would you want him to have this moment in a skills contest? He's been disappointing. Having said that, I want Cruz to win.
Yeah, he's on your team. Like, you don't want to root against the guy that's on your team. Like, did anybody root against some of the Steelers in, like, Pro Bowl competitions? That might not be the best example. But, like, any Penguin that was doing a skills competition or when Sid plays in the All-Star game, do you root against him? I'm not rooting against Skeens.
Well, surely you're not comparing Cruz to Sidney Crosby.
No, in terms of accomplishments and everything, if players that are representing the team and representing the city in said All-Star game.
See, the other part for me is that I think it could help him to have a moment like that. Now, it may hurt him, too. It may hurt him, too.
It may help him what? To have just a horrific day and strike out up there at the Home Run Derby?
No, I said it would help him to win.
Or to win it, yeah.
Yeah, to win it would be, I think, be a huge, maybe, confidence boost for him. To be on a national stage like that, I think it could be helpful. Plus, I want him to win. Like, I don't dislike him.
No, I don't either.
I like him. I think he's entertaining. I just think he's been very disappointing. And I'll stick with my original point of watching him in the Home Run Derby sort of underscores everything that people have said to the ends of this guy is just a skills contest guy. He'll win you a skills contest. I don't know if he'll win you a baseball game. I get it. It's a valid point. But you know what? Having said that, I want him to win the skills contest. If he's really good at this, then enjoy it and let's have fun. Like if O'Neill Cruz starts cranking 500-foot home runs, I think that's cool and I want him to do that. I do think Pony has a valid point, though, and I'd like to hear from people on that. Is it at all conflicting to root for O'Neill Cruz when he's been disappointing for the Pirates? 412-928-9370. And he's a riddle. He is. He could still very well be headed for a 30-30 season, which is a fairly exclusive club. And yet, everything from last year when he was bouncing back from his traumatic leg injury is down. His batting average, his OPS, his slugging percentage, everything is down. Except for steals. And he has a chance to hit more homers, he does. But as an overall hitter, he's worse than he was last year. He's been disappointing. And Pony is absolutely right that this guy should be their best hitter right now. 412-928-9370. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Is it difficult for you or going to be to root for Cruz? Are you actually pulling against him? Because if you're not pulling for him, you're pulling against him. And Pony is. How about you, Limits? And let's go to a call or two on that.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Cruz. I want him to win it. And I think the frustrating thing is going to be, like, when he ultimately hits the ball, he's going to probably hit 5 home runs at some point. It's a timed event. It's not an outs event anymore. Where he's just going to crush the ball. And we're just going to be saying to ourselves, watching it on TV, man, he can just do this so consistently.
Well, we already know that. We already know that what he's capable of.
But it's going to further emphasize it on a national stage, where now the national talking heads will be talking about it.
Let's hear a caller.
And they'll add even more. Here's Luke in Greensburg.
What's up, Luke?
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to call about the Pirates signings. I want to know what happened to Taylor Ward. Much like Brandon Ayuk, we had reports that he was coming to Pittsburgh, never ended up happening. Now he has over 20 home runs in Los Angeles. And along with that, also, instead of signing guys like De La Cruz and IKF, you could have got a guy like Ward and Chisholm Chisholm, not my favorite guy, but he has double the amount of home runs.
They're never quite willing to give up enough, be it money or be it prospects. They never it seems to be a franchise traumatized by the Chris Archer trade still, as far as what to give up. And it's time. Greg Brown hinted to it on with the PM guys. What was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago maybe, that Ben Cherington was going to do something big. It's time for that. This guy, we saw Buxton over the weekend. There was talk that the Twins, if they were out of it, of course that was before the Pirates came to town, might want to get rid of him for a big price. He signed for a while. Man, what I wouldn't give up to have a guy like that in the lineup. Next.
All right, let's go to Harry in Westview. He wants to talk about the Derby.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, Joe, bring it on. You know what? The more entertainment, the better. Cruz is a freak, like you called him. He's actually a sideshow, too. And I'd like to see them do, like, a five-tool thing. Like, set up, like, Lou Brock running, like, 1A, or whatever they call it. Have him running and see if they can throw him out of second. See if they can throw him out of third and hit some targets. I mean, the All-Star game is all about it.
You're being serious, right?
I am being serious. I want to see who can throw the ball the furthest. I want to see who can run to first base the fastest. I want to see who can throw the ball the fastest. I mean, this guy's done it all with all the stats.
Limits looks very skeptical. Limits looks skeptical on this. What's the difference between doing?
I'm just confused by your point, Harry. Well, could you explain a little bit
further? He wants to see
further?
Skills, and he wants to see Cruz in an overall skills contest.
In a skills competition, what's like the NHL skills competition.
Yeah, what's the difference between hitting home
absolutely.
Runs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What's your problem, Emmett?
No, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with it. I'm curious where you were going with it. I would be interested in seeing where that would go and how Cruz would fare.
I think that clip might make it back from time to time.
I think so.
Hey, when I was young guy, Limits, you know, we used to go to the ballpark to see Willie Stargell hit pop-ups in the infield and see how high they would go up on Three River Stadium, how many levels. You know what they ended up doing? Marking all in home runs in Three River Stadiums. Like, Joe Bacca freaks.
Well, it's all about winning baseball games, really, but I'm with you on this. I mean, if you can't win...
Yeah, but how about this? Hey, Joe, how about this? He ends up in an All-Star game. He does all this stuff, and then he ends up being another Polanco.
Well, yeah, that's the problem, right? And this sort of underscores what everybody has said about Cruz his whole career. Like, man, if you're going to have a skills competition, he'd win in a second, but how about baseball?
Is he talented or is he a train wreck?
I think he's very talented. But it sounds like this All-Star couple days in Atlanta is going to be a respite for you, an oasis of sorts instead of something depressing. Am I right about that?
He hung up.
No, he didn't. You hung up on him.
No, I did not. He decided that he had a mic drop moment that he decided, you know what, this was good enough.
What's your problem, Emmett?
Is that good?
That's great.
Cloudy today and a high of John U. Smith, 81, 25% chance of rain after the show. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Things are getting hot in here, aren't they, Limits?
It's heating up, Joe, just like the weather.
I was yelling at you a couple seconds ago. You've been a little bit on edge. And then we had that. Up next. Should we continue with this? Do we have enough calls to continue with this? Is this a worthy topic of conversation? We have a couple, so let's get to those. Do you agree with Andrew Filippone, who is rooting against O'Neill Cruz? I don't want him to have this moment, Pony said. I want to see the Pirates, you know, somebody represent them well on a national stage, and this guy's been a disappointment, that type of thing. Like, it sounds, and again, I think Pony has a point here. I just don't agree with it. But it kind of fits into the overall theme of what I was getting to at the beginning, that this serves more as a reminder of what the Pirates aren't than what they are, and what they don't have than what they have. This whole thing with Cruz participating tonight and Skeen starting tomorrow.